and welcome to the I Thought So Too podcast. Hello, hello, how are you guys doing? Happy spring. Woohoo, it finally happened. I can't wait to get bronzed up so I don't look like a milk can anymore. So excited for that. I hope you guys are doing well and I hope that you've had a good week so far. Time has been buzzing on by. I feel like September is going to be like super fast and the weather's been better. It makes me just feel better about everything. So that's all from me on the side. I hope you guys are doing good, as I said. So, I've been contemplating this next episode of mine because I had an idea that I wanted to speak about. And then something else happened last week that I wanted to speak about. And I was like, okay, not yet. And then something this week happened that kind of made me feel like I have to talk about that. And then it just all, you know, I decided to just speak about it, to just get it out of my system because it's really upsetting me. It's really upsetting. Yes. I think this is something that we can all relate to, well, at least most of us, in some form, right? So today I want to speak about picking up weight. I know it's a bit different from what I usually speak about, not so much based on, you know, the Lord, but obviously he's always part of everything. But I want to speak about this because it's been really upsetting to me, this stuff that I've seen. And I'm trying to understand why this is the situation. So anyway, okay, so let's get into this. So last week I was on Facebook, I think, and I saw a reel. I like Facebook. I like watching reels sometimes. Anyway, and this reel came up of the Kardashians, yes, but like years ago, like in the beginning phases, you know, when they weren't all botched up and everything. And this was a small reel. I just saw it and it was Khloe lying on a couch. As I said, it was years ago, so she totally looked different than she does now. And Kylie was in the video, she's still very small, like, you know, I don't know, primary school or something. And Bruce, which is now not Bruce anymore, was sitting in front of her. And I just want to say, I do not know. I'm assuming this was also made for entertainment value, but that is besides the point. So he said, I can't remember exactly the words, and he said something to the effect of, I know, kind of like, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, he says to Khloe, but don't you think that you should lose a few pounds? And I saw a face, and as I'm saying, I don't know if this is for entertainment value or not, but I don't think it mattered. What I got from it is that she was obviously very upset. I would be upset. And then Kylie, who was still small and obviously looked very different to now, said, she looks perfect the way she is. You know, very cute, like the small sister standing up for a big sister. And Khloe walked out. So this is just a reel. And I was super upset about the reel. It upset me so much. And I was like, this is just the meanest thing ever. Like, what is happening? And, you know, I think it's even worse now than I think when I think about what they look like today. I know that it's obviously the USA and plastic surgery and things are a lot more than they are here where I'm from, which is more traditional and people are a lot more conservative, especially Afrikaans people. They do like minor little lip fillers or something, but it's not to the extent of what we see, you know, on Hollywood's TV or whatever. Anyway, so it upset me and I moved on. Okay. And then I watch a lot of YouTube and I really like to watch podcasts on different kinds of subjects. And something popped up to me about Ozempic. I don't know if you guys know much about Ozempic, but I'll get into that. And I watched this video. I think it was like 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I'm not sure. And I watched it. It's a guy that worked for pharma years ago. And he doesn't work for them anymore. And I know pharma is like the, you know, the biggest health company or whatever you want to call them that's taking over the US, right? Apparently not to be trusted. I wouldn't know. And he spoke about Ozempic. And it brought a lot of anger towards me. I do know a girl that uses Ozempic. I've never been on it. But it just upset me. And I just thought about like how we are capable of making ourselves sick because of the fact that we are maybe overweight. And the fact that people comment on our weight. You know, I think that's something that really hurts people and it's something that really stays with people, even if they've lost weight. It's just one of those things like a lot of people never feel that they are skinny or good enough. And it just, the video with Khloe, which is obviously nothing even to do with me, it resonated with me because I went through something similar before. And it resonated with me because she wasn't even fat. She's a big, tall girl, you know, and I can resonate because I'm also super tall. I'm like 179 centimeters. And I'm also big build. I've been doing weights for years. I'm not thin little, you know, I'm not, what do you call it? Like a petite girl. I've never been, I will never be one. I'm not fat, but I'm not as small as normal girls are. I'm a very tall female compared to normal, you know, females around me at least. So it's hurtful and it's just sad. And then you look at what they look like now. And I, as far as I know, a lot of Hollywood stars or whatever has been on Ozempic. But the problem is always that with these things, it also comes up afterwards that this, you know, thing that you use has so many issues, which is now too late because the people have already used it. Okay, so with the Ozempic thing, I want to speak about that specifically because it's been all over the place and I have heard of it and I'm really afraid as a person personally to put anything weird in my body that I don't know exactly what it's for. But I want to give you a backstory of what it is if you don't know what it is. I did my research. I'm not like sucking this out of my thumb. If you've used this and this is not, you know, exactly what it is, then I'm sorry. But yeah, this is what I've seen. Okay, so it is Ozempic is a diabetes drug for type 2 diabetes and you inject it into yourself once a week. So based on the USA, it is quite, well, not everyone, but some doctors in the USA, it is quite problematic because it basically paralyzes your stomach, right? To make you not be able to process food correctly. And then this kind of messes with your ability to digest food as well. So what it basically does is, it paralyzes your stomach. And even after you've used this, which is, by the way, something you can apparently use for your, if you like, forever, you know, it's like a lifelong thing. If you've stopped using it, apparently it still has an effect on your gut and it's still paralyzed. So you know, the issues doesn't go away because you've stopped using it, which is a very big red flag. And they see a lot of people go off of it and then they pick up weight, like most diets, right? Or they pick up all their weight, which happens with most diets. And I think the other issue with this is your serotonin levels in your body. It produces all the happy stuff, you know, and also has an effect on your hunger and your happiness. And this is 95% of this is in your gut. It's found in your gut. So it paralyzes the serotonin levels, which is in your gut, and it paralyzes your gut, which means it doesn't work properly, which means it has an increase then in depression and suicide because of the drug that you've used. And there's apparently a lot of lawsuits about it now for people that have been, you know, heavy suicidal because of this drug. And your gut is then dysfunctional. So, as I said, it messes with the serotonin levels and your gut. And it's making people really mentally unstable or sick, which is, I think, a very big issue. But I mean, I think there's a lot of, you know, stuff you can use that is an issue like that, which is not what this is about. What it is about for me is, when did we get to a point that we just decided to put anything in our body to look skinny or skinnier? And that got me thinking about, like, is it because we are just fat? I mean, you know, people have been, there's more obesity, you know, every year. People are fat. Okay, it's not the end of the world. I know it's not necessarily healthy. But how much of that is because also we have heard someone tell us something bad about the way we look, whether or not we looked bad or not at the time? How many people do we tell or say about, like, did you see how fat she got? Oh my God, she's so fat right now. She picked up so much weight. Oh my God, what happened to him? Did you remember how skinny he was in school? You know? And with this drug especially, I mean, it's for type 2 diabetes, as I said, and it's meant like any other diet for you to use it and then obviously do some exercises, which is quite important, and then also, you know, eat healthy. But with this, as far as I know, you don't have to do any of those things. And as far as I know, a lot of people have been vomiting. They can't even eat. They can't even keep their food down. And that's why they lose the weight. It's not because, you know, they're eating healthy, it's because they're not eating at all, which is a big problem. And I'm thinking, like, why are we so rude to our bodies? You know, you say to someone, like, take care of your children, make sure you have, you know, your children is clean and they are healthy and they do sports, make sure you have a clean house, make sure your car is serviced and it's good for the environment, you know, whatever. But we never say, like, make sure your body is okay. Make sure your body is safe. Make sure that you do research about what you put in your body. And I understand a lot of people are obese, a lot of people are fat or heavily overweight. And it's obviously not bad to have fat. It depends on how much you have. And I know it's not good for a lot of people. But why have we gotten so lazy to actually just eat healthier and exercise? I know a lot of people don't like exercise, but exercise is super important. And you have to find a way to like exercise. I always say, like, you have to find the thing that works for you. It doesn't matter what it is. There's so many exercise options, you know, out there. So you have to find some form of exercise. I mean, you have this body that has to do, like, every single day it has to do something. Like your brain, you know, it has to do multiple things. But you don't want to, like, you don't want to, like, give it some, you know, something to make it stronger or just, you know, make things work well. And why? I don't understand, like, why did we get to this point? We're just like, let me inject something or let me just take this tablet. But you know what? I'm not going to do the work because I don't want to. I just want a quick fix. And this reminds me of when I spoke about my one, I don't know which episode, about cheating on your or wife or your husband or whatever that you love. But, you know, you have, like, you love 80% of them, but you've cheated on them with someone that you're like 20% about, but you only find out about it later. It's the same thing. You have put something in your body to kind of feel good for a year or a few months to then have so many issues afterwards that you didn't have to have because you didn't do research, first of all, and you just trust doctors, which you can't do these days anymore either. But why would your body always come, like, lost? Why doesn't it matter to you? Why doesn't it matter to you that you put stuff in there? Why doesn't it matter to you that you mess your gut up? And a terrible gut is just the worst thing. And it's not just about the Ozempic thing. It's also about, like, so when was this? In 2017, I started doing weights. I've been doing gymming like that, you know, ever since. I really like doing weights and whatever. That's just my kind of exercise. I really enjoy it. But with weights comes sometimes, you know, until you get it under control, which took me a long time, you get hungrier much more. So you want to eat and eat and eat and eat. And so you can get fat quite quick. Even if you gym, you know, it's not like cardio that you just run and you, like, sweat all the time. So at that time, I went to see a nutritionist, 2017. I wanted to do a competition for, like, I don't know what they call it. But okay, a competition, so you have to be a specific body weight, right? You can only have a specific amount of fat or whatever. And I was doing this diet. I wouldn't say it's a lifestyle because it's definitely not. It's a diet. And I did it for 3 months. Most of my diet was every day the same thing. It was boiled, like, kind of chicken. It was steamed veggies. It was broccoli and cauliflower 90% of the time. Some other days it might be snap peas, maybe pumpkin, like one day, you know, of the week. Eating oats, cornflakes, you know, a specific amount of coffee a day, peanut butter, rice cakes, you know, all that stuff. I then did this for 3 months. I lost a lot of weight. In this 3 months, my last month of the 3 months, I was obviously planning on going longer. The last month of the 3 months, I started becoming constipated for like a month. I'm not kidding. I know it sounds weird. Like, what do you mean? It was in there for a month? Yes, it was. I was so bloated. And I spoke to this woman and I was like, look, what can I use? Because, you know, I'm not going to the bathroom. No bowel movements here. She told me what I could use. It didn't work. It gave me cramps. Like, the moment I took this herbal stuff, I tried everything. Nothing worked. Then, obviously, you know, I kind of left it because, you know, I'm skinny now and I'm going to be in a competition, like, you know, Miss Sexy or whatever you call it. And the Sunday was my cheat day or cheat meal. I went to the gym and then I got me a McFlurry, I remember, at McDonald's. And a cheeseburger. So I ate it, you know, fun. And I got home and my parents was having a braai. And I was like, okay, cool. And then next moment, I go to the bathroom and I'm so nauseous. I have diarrhea and I vomit the whole day, the whole rest of the day. And I was like, what is happening? And I told my boss the next day I didn't go to work because I was feeling so bad. It happened so quick. Like, it was one of those, like, vomit diarrhea all in one. It wasn't like, you know, it was one at a time. It was just crazy. I was like, what did I do? I'm not sure what's happening. And I read up about the food, and obviously with, like, broccoli and cauliflower, there's stuff on the top of it, I'm not sure what you call it, that isn't good for your digestion either if you have too much of it. So I was constipated probably because of the food I ate, because I ate the same stuff over and over again, and nothing that you do too much is good for you. And I was like so upset about this whole thing. And I just decided then and there, I'm not doing this diet any further. My mom was super upset. She was like, look what happened, you know. Kijk wat gebeur. And I was like, okay, well, you know, it's over. But you think you do something good for your body. You think you go on a diet and you eat cauliflower and broccoli till you die. And then you get sick. And that's exactly the thing. Like with this Ozempic or diets, everything isn't for everybody. Everyone's body doesn't like the same vegetables. It doesn't mean because a vegetable is good, it's good for everyone. You know, our bodies are different. We have different stomach issues and hormonal stuff and gut and whatever. And I went off it and I went to a dietitian and, you know, tried something else. But I obviously picked up some of the weight again because that's not the normal way to live, right? Also, I wasn't fat. I just wanted to be skinnier. And ever since then, my outlook on diets overall has changed so much. I'm really scared of diets. I'm really scared of what it does to people. I'm really scared of how it could actually hurt you in the long run. And ever since that, I've had so much gut issues with my stomach. My stomach bloats up so much. It's a bit better, I must say, but it's still bad. It used to be terrible. So bad. I'd eat something and it would just like, boom, blow up like a balloon. And my mom would be like, what's happening? I'm like, I don't know. I just ate this and it, you know, I have severe IBS. I tried drops, but I was like, ugh, I'm not even going to do this. Everyone has IBS these days. You know, it's like everyone has anxiety or depression. It's just a thing now. It's not even special anymore. And with the Chloe thing, you know, it upset me so much because a few years ago, as I said, the same thing happened to me. I was actually singing. I think it was 2 years ago in June, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. I was singing and I had the severe stomach problems, as I've just explained to you. But I was also a bit fatter than I am now. I was very stressed out with my job. I actually went to go see a psychiatrist, which I didn't want to do. But I was just like, I couldn't. My anxiety levels was like through the roof. And I needed something to just calm me down. And I said, look, please don't give me anything that's going to make me pick up weight. So I got like something which was not as strong as most people use, like antidepressant or whatever. I was on the tablet for maybe 2-3 months and then I went off. I was like, no, I'm not going to do this. Even though it did help me. And I was studying human behavior and I was working and I was hating my job as I've been hating it, you know, whatever. And I was really stressed. And I went to do the show and this person came to watch me. And I had a feeling they're going to say something about my weight. But I left it, you know, having a show. I was very cute with my sparkly stuff and my sequins. And I did the show. And I think it was like 2 days later, they messaged me. And they're like, you know, you're so good. And your clothes is so pretty. But I feel like you looked on stage like you picked up 10 kilos and like you look pregnant. That's what they say to me. And I start crying. I'm so upset. And I call my boyfriend and I'm just like, and they calling, you know, this to sort it out and be like, you don't speak to someone like that. And it's just crazy. And I'm like so upset. I'm not really a crier. But what I'm trying to say is the moment you tell someone something about their weight, it's really hurtful. It doesn't matter if it's true or not. The point is it's hurtful. And what always I never understand, someone that picked up weight knows that they've picked up weight. They're not blind. They can see this on the mirror. They can feel the clothes don't sit the same way. They know that they have picked up weight. Some people might be in a denial. I'm not talking about people that's like on my 600-pound life, which I love to watch, by the way. Those people can't even walk properly, most of them. That's a totally different story. That's like next level. Like people like that need to lose weight because they are really killing themselves and they're killing the people around them because they can't do anything for themselves. It's not the same thing. If people pick up weight, there's a lot of reasons. It's not just about, oh, they're lazy. Probably. Or they don't want to eat healthy, probably. But everything doesn't last, you know. And there's a lot of stuff that goes about it. If you are not in a good space, the chances of you not eating healthy is so much bigger than when you are in a good space. I mean, I can really say, like, at that time, I wasn't exercising. First of all, it wasn't even on my mind, you know. Even though before that, I've been exercising a lot and I've been back at exercising a lot. But you go through stages in your life. There's a lot of stuff that happens that changes your moods and, you know, what's important to you. And you just try to cope. And sometimes food is a really great coping mechanism. And as I said with the serotonin, it makes you feel good. to eat something that you shouldn't be eating or too much of. And at that time, I was eating so much candy. I loved candy, by the way. But okay, I'm not there anymore and that's fine. But what I'm saying is, what someone said to me about my weight 2 years ago, when I was much heavier than I am now, will always stick with me and it will always hurt my feelings thinking about it. Because if you say to someone that you love or care for, look here, you don't look good. You look pregnant. Why are you so fat? I think you should lose some weight. Why do you look like that? Gross. Go on Ozempic. I've tried it. No, not cool. You know, the people that you are, that you love, and the people that's good for you in your life are supposed to be, or the people are supposed to accept you. And, you know, I'm just thinking, like, how many people actually go on stuff because someone said something mean to them? That's not the way to go about it. I'm sorry. I'm not for it at all. I don't think it's cool. And if you do that to someone else, next time, please think before you do. Just think. People have small hearts when it comes to what they look like, because they already know, you know, and they just really wish to go through life. And we all have different bodies. Everyone can't lose weight as easily as the next person. There's a lot of things. I'm not saying don't go on, you know, diets or whatever. I'm saying make sure that you actually research what you are doing to yourself. And that's the whole thing about saying, like, your body is a temple, you know. It is. But it's the last thing we care about. It is a temple. Over-exercising isn't good. Not exercising isn't good. Overeating isn't good. Not eating is definitely not good. How are you supposed to have any energy? How are you supposed to exercise? If you're on something like Ozempic that takes away, you know, your ability to digest food, you need food to exercise. How are you going to get any energy? It's just insane. I don't understand how we get to this point of, like, being okay with the one thing that we have, that God has given us, is our bodies that we need every single day. The moment you are in a wheelchair, or you have some kind of, you know, problem like MS or whatever, and you can't use your body, you'll be so upset. And there's probably, I don't know, I'm not sure if any of you are, and I'm sorry if that's the case, but I can imagine how it must feel that you can't use your body to its full extent. And you get people that actually on purpose are paralyzing that. Why? Why would you paralyze it? Why would you put your body in jeopardy that still has to last you until you die, whenever that might be? And in these, you know, years, people live longer. Are you okay with that, with having gut issues? There's nothing worse than having gut issues and being aware of your, of that, you know, problem in your stomach or whatever. It's like me with my stomach. I've never ever had a flat stomach since I was a baby child. I was always very tall and skinny, but I didn't have a flat stomach. Never tight and flat, ever. So I've never had it, and I'm not sure how to get it. I might be able to, maybe if I vomit after I eat, I don't know. I don't even know. Maybe if I use a Ozempic, I might have the flattest stomach in the world. Probably not, because it gives me gut issues. And I'm always very aware of my stomach. My stomach bloats a lot of times, you know, for whatever reason, I don't even know. So I'm always aware of my stomach, but I'm also like, I will not do anything to jeopardize my stomach on purpose. You know what I mean? Just doing a diet because people say it helped them doesn't mean it will help you. You need to go look at what your body likes. If you eat something, how does it respond? I'm not talking about chocolate. Chocolate will never make you skinny, or candy, or alcohol, or gassy drinks. I'm not saying don't have it. I'm saying that stuff, you can't measure that. What I'm saying is, you eat a specific vegetable or meat, you already know it affects your stomach, or it makes you not feel well. So that's something you shouldn't have a lot of, right? Because it's not good for you. Why are we so okay with doing something so we can look skinny for a few months or a year, just so we can be accepted by people who are supposed to love us for who we are? It's just terrible. I think it's just the meanest thing. And I'm really passionate about this, as you can hear. And I really want you to think about that. And I really want you to know that you are fine and good enough the way that you are. If you feel like you need to lose weight, you go do it. What I'm telling you is, don't look for the easy way out and get tablets and just drink it and not care, or, you know, put injections inside your body. Not cool, man. Unless that's the only way. And there's people that really can't lose weight. That's quite big and they really struggle. They have an issue, whatever it might be. But you need to work for what you want. You know, eating healthy is a lot of work. And it's a mindset. Like December last year, I was like, the week before Christmas, I was like, it's happening. I cut out all sugars, all carbs, white carbs at least. If we would braai, because, you know, South Africans, we braai all the time. I'd make me like a low kilojoule brown bread braaibroekie. So it's like bread on the fire with cheese in and onion. I don't like tomato. I'll eat like that. You know, it's less calories in the bread than white bread. I cut all sugars. If I wanted something sweet, I'll have it in the weekend. I lost weight. It took me longer, but I lost a lot of weight over time. And then it got winter. Winter's difficult. Then I was, you know, more in the mood for something because it's been like 6 months. And now I'm like, obviously your body's like, okay, enough of that. I want something else. Give me this and this and this. And then you get back to it again. But I lost the weight, but I also exercised and I also ate healthier. But you need to make these decisions. You can't just be like, I'm going to use something and just trust everyone because that worked for them. And then you sit with major issues afterwards because you want to look skinny. You want to follow the trends. You want to be like the girls on social media. You know, and it's always difficult because everything that affects girls and whatever, everything, America specifically, you know, looking from my standpoint, and it's nothing rude or anything, they have the biggest, or you guys have the biggest monopoly when it comes to people, what they think they should look like, you know. You guys affect everything in a way. And that's fine. The problem is people start to look at people who are super rich there and maybe actors or singers or whatever. And they're like, I want to look like that. Or I want to look like this girl on OnlyFans. I want to have a big butt. I want to have this. I want to be as skinny. I want to have her waist. And I'm like, that's cool. Do your thing. But you don't have the means necessarily to pay for the extra stuff, the extra work, like implants or a tummy tuck or whatever. And it's so difficult for people. It's difficult for girls and for boys. I believe all of that to stick with the trends and see the trends, but you need to find it in yourself to know that you are fine the way you are and nothing lasts forever. You'll see a lot of people who's like, they get out of school and they still have like, you know, baby fat, and then they get super skinny when they're like older, or they get super skinny after they've given birth to their first child or their second child. Nothing lasts forever, but you need to find it in yourself to like be okay with who you are. You know, I think following trends is, in this case, a super, super unhealthy thing, and it can really hurt you and it can really kill so many things about you. Why would you be willing to do that? I don't understand how we've gotten to this point that our body doesn't mean shit to us. It's just the saddest thing. Like, if I can't, you know, I hate it when I get sick. I get sick once or twice a year, but it's usually like a viral infection. And I'm so upset then because my voice is not to its full potential and I have to sing and I'm struggling, or, you know, I have to record and I can't because I can hear the nasal. It's just bad. And you feel like you're useless in a sense. Like, what's my purpose? And imagine your body. Imagine you did that to your body without realizing, because you just wanted to look skinny. You just wanted your mom to approve. You just wanted your friends to think, oh, finally, we don't have to be shy to be next to her. You just want your husband to be, oh, thank God she's skinnier, because all my friends' wives are super skinny, but here my wife is. Not cool. If people do not accept you, then they honestly don't deserve any space in your life. It's just not right. And I think that's where God comes in, and you need to ask him, like, please make me accept myself. And I don't like the way that I look right now. I feel overweight, or I feel conscious about this. Please help me to be okay with it, but please help me to improve. Please give me the right mindset. Please, you know, try to make me feel good about who I am. Try to let me look at the good things. Try to change my mind and change the way that I feel about life at the moment. Help me to eat less, whatever. But it's like, you can't just look at what people think and what people did. It's just, yeah, I really wish that this would change for a lot of people. I really don't want people to be in this situation. The girl that I know that's on Ozempic, her mom used to tell her in front of her friends that she's really fat. She's overweight, and she's like, when are you going to look better? You shouldn't wear that top. Sure. And she's now been on Ozempic for a while. She's lost a lot of kilos, but she's not eating. She's vomiting every time after she eats. She's getting so nauseous, she can hardly eat. So she's been losing weight because she's not eating. So basically, she has a eating disability. Isn't that an eating disability? Like, not eating? Isn't it like being like anorexic? Isn't that going to that, or like bulimic vibes? Forcing yourself not to do something. The only difference is you are not forcing it. The Ozempic is doing it, but you are putting it into your body, thinking it's okay. It's just, I don't get it. And it's really upsetting to me. Anyway, so that's what I want to talk about. I hope that you are not in this state. And I hope that if you want to use it, that you please will do your research. Don't kill yourself off because of some societal. It doesn't even matter, to be honest. Weight is one of the things that comes and it goes, you know. And you will not always be the same weight that you are. If you want to do something about it, do it the right way. Find your way that works for you. Don't just find the way that works for other people and then it's like, oh, I want to look like that. I'm going to be skinny as that. And don't tell people that they are fat. Don't make people feel bad about themselves unless they come to ask you and be like, do you feel like I've been picked up weight? And you're like, yes, you know, I can see that you have or whatever. But in a nice way, don't be rude. Don't make people feel less than. Don't compare. It's just the worst thing. And I think it has such a big effect on people's health and such a big effect on people's mental stability and believing in themselves, because you make them feel like they are not good enough because of weight. It's something you can literally lose. It's not like, you know, it's not like you have thin hair and that's it. Sorry, that's the way it's going to grow. Yes, you can wear a wig or extensions, but it's your hair. You can't change your hair, but you can change your weight. Don't make people feel bad about the way they look, because apparently in society it's not the way they should be looking. Don't hurt people like that. Don't make people want to change the whole face and the whole body and be a plastic doll. If that's what you want, then that's cool. Because someone said to them, you don't look good enough. Or look at your sister. Your sister is so skinny. You should look like that. I wish you would lose some weight so you can look like your sister. You know? Why are you wearing that dress? You don't look very good in it. Go change. What? What is happening? It's not cool. They always said the only person who can judge me is God. Why are we letting people judge us? People that really don't care. Telling you that you are fat is not them caring. It's them caring about what it looks like to them or what people would say about them, because they are, you know, involved with you somehow. It's not the way to go. Believe in the fact that you can change it if you'd like to change it, and believe that it's just a phase. Things happen. Girls especially, your weight fluctuates, hormones, whatever. If it changes, you know, don't let people tell you otherwise. Even if you're a guy, and I'm not sure how you guys' hormones and stuff work, because obviously I'm not a guy. But don't just be part of the fish. Don't get to a point where you have a serious problem with your gut. And as I said, it's not just Ozempic, it can just be diets. Doing too many diets is not good for you. I'm sorry, I don't think it is. I don't care what anyone says about it. I don't think it's good for you. And trust God when he says that you need to take care of your body, and ask him to help you when you are struggling. Don't just jump to the next drug to help you fix something that is not necessary to fix that way, and to give you some serious issues afterwards. That's not what you want. God didn't give your body to be like, okay, go mess it up. Let's do it. Let's see who can mess it up the best. Exciting times. Who needs a gut, right? Not me. Yes, you do. You do need a gut. Otherwise, you're going to die. Is that what you want? Not to be able to eat ever? Anyway, okay, that's all for me. If you have anything that you'd like to add, so I wanted to say this last week, actually, before I end off, thank you for listening to my very, I feel like a priest, like preaching about this whole thing. I just want to say that actually I never added this, but when was it? 2 years, was it a year? 2 years? Oh, I think it was 2 years ago, just after the fact that I was apparently pregnant and fat on stage. I also did a course on life coaching. I haven't really used it to my, you know, full potential, because I was working in my lovely corporate job that I've left in March. Hallelujah. So, but I was like, okay, wait, someone has actually written me an email. And I will be speaking about this in my next podcast episode to get some advice on something. So if you would like to send me an email or ask me something, or just, you know, I don't have to talk about it. Just message me or whatever, or have someone some advice or exercise or whatever. You can message me or email me on ithoughtso224@gmail.com. Just to tell you again, ithoughtso224@gmail.com. Remember that I thought so too is with two O's, the two. If you're going to put on one O, I will not be getting your email. ithoughtso224@gmail.com. I'll get your email, and then you can tell me if you would like me to speak about it, or just email you back. Exercises. I'm not talking about like necessarily fitness things. I'm talking about like, you know, anything to be more confident, or to just go through some stuff. There's a lot of lesson plans that you can do, just to get more confidence, or do some homework, or speak to the Lord, or whatever, to gain your confidence and to feel better about yourself. That's what life coaching is about, for me at least. It's for us to get confident and to believe that we have the ability to do things. We don't always need approval from everyone else, you know, and a lot of times people that we love put us down, and that's not necessarily what they mean to do, but that's what they do. And remember that God's the only person that can judge you. And remember that your body is important. You need that thing. It's not something you can just be like, okay, see you later. No, please, please, guys, just do some research and stuff before you just put anything in there. Oh, I'm so serious about this. I'm not even kidding. And I really just don't want to see more people get hurt by stuff, you know, like drugs or whatever. You deserve so much better than that, and you are better than that. Don't give yourself health problems because of some stupid trend. Honestly, it's not worth it. Yes, that's all for me. Okay, well, on that very depressing note, I hope you guys have a super duper day or evening. I'm not sure, you know. I know, like, every country has a different time at the mo. And I hope you have a great weekend. I'll be going off to the beach. Yes, I will. Apparently the weather isn't great, but whatever. It is what it is. And have a good time. Take care of yourselves. And thank you so much for listening to me. I'll be back next week.